see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome this afternoon to the Watchmen for Jesus program. You're all welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program today. And you're welcome to join us today. Also tonight, 9 to 11 o'clock, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I have my show there with through Revelation Radio Network through Blog Talk Radio. You just search for Jesus Watchman for Jesus on the Blog Talk, and I'll be there from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as I am every Monday there. Also, be aware, I am conducting Bible studies in addition to the 4 to 6 broadcast, as today, of course, Tuesdays through Fridays, 7:30 to 9. We have in-depth Bible study for an hour and a half, Tuesday to Friday. I want to talk today, family, about the reality of disclosure, what disclosure really is. You're not being told the truth at all. I monitor Facebook. I got a Facebook page, Watchman for Jesus. And I use it extensively to, as my own intelligence gathering tool. Also, YouTube. Haven't been doing shows. I don't do my own presentations. I may start doing that, I guess, for publicity reasons and all that. But I focus pretty much on this broadcast and put everything I got into this. But I think YouTube would be a good way to go as well. But nevertheless, I do frequent YouTube. Certain things people write, I put my comments there to see what kind of response I get back. is how I gauge what people are thinking, what their comebacks are, what they're going along with, and so forth. It's kind of like, you know, taking a litmus test of where the mind is. You see, some of you are not going to like this. Some of the stuff I say people don't like. Some do, some don't. I'm not concerned with that. I will tell you, though, your history books, without a doubt, when someone says that, well, my uncle is a professor at Harvard. I'm like, a history professor. I'm like, so? What are they teaching? Literally, and with evidence, they're teaching corrupted history books. It's beyond your imagination. The history books are worthless, totally worthless. They do not give the correct historical accounts. The history is pre-planned. Every generation, you hear what I'm saying? Every generation, history is pre-planned, heading toward the New World Order. Step by step, phase by phase, by a genetically linked family group bloodline. That's branched out, and they pull in other bloodlines as they go along each generation. But once that bloodline is hooked into the Illuminati, they're stuck. There's no getting out of it. So if you're, you know, you've got 3-4 generations back and you're Illuminati, they always have an intermarriage. Oh, they're sneaky. Very sneaky. They got a certain genetic trace, we'll put it, that normal humans don't have. That's why it's kept within the bloodline of Illuminati. So if you're 3-4 generations in Illuminati, you're not into it, they make sure that you are. They start your training at 5 years old, 6, 7, 8. By the time you're 10 or 12 or 13 years old, you're already teaching adults what to do. They plan way ahead at 5 years old and above to start training for Illuminati when you're in it. And you're in it for life. You say, I don't agree with this. I don't want to be this anymore. They're going to kill you. You will die. Or you'll be ruined. Or they'll monitor you and make sure you don't get any kind of position, and they watch what you do with your genes. I ain't talking about your blue genes neither. Who you marry. They keep track of that bloodline. They keep track of that specific genetic trace. Now you know about Bruce Lee. You see. And why they all died. There's no curse. He is Illuminati under the Lee family, Li family, L-I. It is Illuminati. Now, everything I say, you say, I don't agree with that. You better look it up and not look silly, because I can tell you about the research I've done. If you look it up, you'll find out I'm 100% correct. And that's not bragging, nothing of that mess. I just researched and I got the evidence for it. That's all it is. Anybody can do it. But what you have to do is shed your loyalty to any outside human or materialistic allegiances. If you can't do that, you're never going to get the truth entirely. If you're focused on, well, I'm a Republican, always have been, I'm going to do a research on history, you're going to look at things from a Republican point of view. Same thing for your bloodline or you're a Democrat or your skin color or whatever. You're going to protect that. If you're a full-fledged patriotic American and so forth and so on, then you're going to leave out certain things that puts a bad light on your country. Well, that you can't do that. You have to report the ugly and the good and the bad. And bad's just a lighter gray of ugly. You understand? Report all the good and all the bad and all the ugly, no matter who you are, no matter who you belong to, no matter what skin color you have or what affiliation you're with, get out of them. And then you do straight research, but you can't do it by yourself. Prayer goes along with it. God will give you wisdom discernment. And it works. I want to talk today about what really disclosure is all about. Or disclosure. Disclosure is the public announcement that's yet to happen that there's extraterrestrials out there. And there's other space beings and aliens and all that sort of thing. Well, there is and there isn't. In other words, they're not aliens from other planets. They're dimensional beings. They are fallen angels. They are demonic. They're supernatural. And by manipulation of physical properties and physics and murder and sacrifice, it's where all the sacrifice of children comes from. The release of the life force is physics. It's not some witchcraft movie thing, whatever you want to call it. It's for real. 753,000 children, there's actually over a million, but 753,000 are unaccounted for every single year. Homeless children disappear. Child Protective Service is nothing more than dog catcher. They catch children and they make them disappear like a dog catcher gets a dog and they just disappear. That's how these Child Protective Service really is. They're evil. Totally evil. And matter of fact, the evidence is Senator Schaefer, who was murdered, but they say in the investigation that she was killed by her husband. He committed suicide. She was locking down on Child Protective Service and the real evil that they're involved in, the corruption. Well, corruption is understatement. They feed the children to the CIA and other trafficking agencies, absolutely, where they use the children for many different reasons that would just horrify you if you knew the total picture. This is a reality where these kids, these children are going, and adults as well. Granted, there is disappearing children that had to do with domestic situations and have to be at the wrong place at the wrong time by, you know, abusers and child molesters and so forth, but three quarters is because of organized kidnapping used for this satanic purposes throughout the United States. All the way up to the highest CIA and your government. The Queen of England, the entire bloodline of the royalties throughout the world are into this Luciferian evil. Every doggone one of them. That's why they marry their second cousins in the sick way that they do. That's why they do it. They keep that bloodline in. It's Luciferian. They have a bloodline that's linked to the fallen angels. Fallen angels are listed in the sons of God in the Old Testament, Genesis 6:2 and 6:4, and Job 38:7. The sons of God were the fallen angels. After the Old Testament, going into the New Testament, the sons of God, Son of God, sons of God, it changes. Those who accept Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, there's only one entire world ever been, and that's Jesus Christ. You become a son and daughter of God through Jesus Christ, becoming born again. That's different. So the reference of sons of God in the New Testament is apples and oranges compared to what the sons of God reference in the Old Testament really is. Completely different references and contexts. Black and white. No pun intended. Shall I say, yeah, black and white. Sons of God were the watchers in the Old Testament. Turned evil. A wave of them before the flood of Noah, and a wave of them after the flood. Corrupted mankind since and before. And ongoing today, working with the governments, by the way. And that brings us to disclosure. Aha, you see, it goes one, it was a 360 right back what I was talking about a little while ago. You can look it up. The word disclosure of this lie they're going to perpetrate about extraterrestrials being announced by the Vatican and our government and the European governments that we're in touch now, finally, public announcement that we're in touch with alien beings and all this other lie, that they're not really, they're fallen angels, they're demonic. When it becomes public knowledge across the nation, for example here, it's going to change your life as you know it in an instant. everything changes, just like that. So right now is preparation. They're preparing you for disclosure. Now, disclosure is synonymous to Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy. They are synonymous. They're one and the same. Except the outside public reference to it is disclosure of aliens, blah, blah, blah. The reality of it is it's called externalization of the hierarchy of these supernatural beings. Interdimensional, if you want to call them that. And when they finally appear on Earth, well, we'll be in the tribulation. It's all connected. It has nothing to do with religion. The supernatural is the rule, not the natural, not the space, not the alien, take me to your leader kind of thing. That's the cover for it. If they were to say, oh, these are fallen angels, the Bible's real, what would that do to them? So they want to try to discredit the Bible, get you to think they're aliens. If you believe in evolution, then I'm sure you would believe that a tornado would go through a junkyard, and by blowing all the pieces of cars together, and pieces and so forth, it would put together a fully functional Cadillac. That's evolution for you. Evolution is utterly impossible, scientifically and otherwise. So then you have to ask, how did we get here? And that just leads one question to the next, and you come to the conclusion, the same conclusion that Einstein did. He was an atheist until he started developing his theories. He became a believer in a God of sort, but not God of the Bible. His sticking point was judgment upon man. Essence was God judging himself, since man's created in the image of God. Einstein couldn't accept that. But he changed his belief into a superior human reason, superior reasoning force, superior reasoning power, or a force that he identified as his explanation of a God over all. He realized that it could. There's no way that all this could be by accident. It's impossible. So Einstein even changed his tune, but he couldn't accept God of the Bible for the reason I mentioned. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get down to it. I'm going to talk to you all about this disclosure, but from another perspective that I haven't really talked about before. For those that are regular listeners, you'll find it different today a little bit. And you better, if you're interested in what I got to say or you keep notes, you better sharpen your pencil. I'm going to describe to you what they've been doing. I'm going to describe to you what they have done and what they're getting ready to do. And then also we're going to talk about the news. I should, I suppose, talk about that first. What's in the news and what's really behind it. And that would go along how the world really works. And then we'll move into the true disclosure. And I'll focus on what the reality of it and what they've been doing all along is really quite amazing. But they lose anyway. There's no way that possible they can win. It's impossible. They actually think they can, but they can't. So, with that being said, buckle up. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we lay before you our sins that we brought to you, Father, and we throw them on a cross with a promise that, Father, you'll forgive them. We'll name them out for you, Lord, that we'll acknowledge what we've done wrong, that we let go of that pride, let go of that ego, let go of that secular, humanistic, material way that we are. That, Father, we'll lay before you, that you forgive our sins and take the load off our back. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross for our sins. And Lord, we ask you to lead us today in your Holy Spirit. Lord, that you'll guide us through wisdom, discernment, to put us toward the truth. Lord, that you'll help me guide me, Lord, that I'll be telling the truth today, that I'll, Father, I'll have the words and the realities, Father, that you'll give to me through the Holy Spirit, Father, to guide me. for today and this week. And Father, to open up the hearts that those listening, that they can share what they've learned and Father, be able to share it to others as well. Lord, we also pray for our returning veterans, that Lord, you'll use your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs that they're being taking. And Father, to render null and void the effects of these microchips inside them that's causing these voices they hear, Lord, by technology. Lord, there's much deception going on about this post-traumatic stress. And Lord, we know that this is not the reason for the explanation for these voices, that it's about technology. And they've been targeted. And Lord, we need help today, Father. We need help that there'll be those out there in the know that will expose this truth, Father, and stop these suicides. That, Lord, that what they're doing today about this is not going to work. That, Lord, we need supernatural power, supernatural influence and wisdom and discernment to be able to cut through the demonic possessions, the demonic influence by these drugs, these microchips inside them, and, Lord, to expose this truth. Lord, we pray for those that's being sought after and kidnapped and taken out for these witchcraft trials and these witchcraft rituals and all these things going on, Lord, behind the scenes at the highest level of governments. That, Lord, you'll put a stop to this Wicca sacrificing, Lord, and you'll stop it. You'll expose them for who and what they really are. And, Father, put to rest these plans they have for this fake tribulation, this fake, Father, war in the worlds out in space. And Father, you'll expose it for what it is and take down their technology and destroy their plans. And Father, to touch the hearts of those, Father, seeking the truth so they become born again, Lord, through the Holy Spirit. We pray for healing, Lord, for those we've listed before. We pray for those going through hard times. We pray for their families, for healing, for families to come together. Lord, for all these things we pray, that, Father, your presence be known, that you'll lead us to where our prayers will be answered, Lord, and show us where, Father, we fall back. And all these things we pray, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, they are planning some kind of war out in space. And it's going to be a lot of supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors and science. Holographic imagery, look up strontium barium niobate. Strontium barium niobate. And it's a chemical that's distributing in the atmosphere. Man, look it up. Just look it up. Don't judge it. Look it up. And you'll find a government project. If it's still there, you'll find a government project where they've outfitted or set up the conditions necessary for holographic 3D imagery. Your old TV screens back in the 50s and 60s had the barium niobate in it, the strontium niobate, the barium oxide. They had it in the television tubes. You get it? Projecting 3D holographic imagery with the harp, the sound barriers, the sound waves coordinated with this 3D imagery. Oh, they're way past the technology. And even the fallen angels can take form and shape for this disclosure where people will see. And watch out for a fake rapture. You Christians don't, you know, born again Christians don't, you can't believe LaHaye and Lindsay. Hal Lindsay or LaHaye. No way. This pre-trib rapture thing. Look for a fake tribulation, which will lead to the falling away of Christians. There's several different ways they can pull it off. And they'll say that these that disappeared are going to a higher ascension. Well, be a little bunch of baloney too. Can you imagine what that would do to Christians? They expect a pre-trib rapture. It'd give them to lose hope, would it not? Then you bring Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the Sananda Emmanuel, the Yeshua one, that he's an alien. He'll come down in a spacecraft, not in a cloud. Boy, you're going to have some Christians with their heads going around in circles. Uh-oh. You got an effective falling away. When's this going to happen? I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about when it's going to happen because you're not going to know anyway. When it does happen, you say, aha, there it's happening. You know what to do. Trust in the Lord. This is the way of the world. It is supernatural, not Battlestar Galactica or Star Trek or aliens running around. It's not that at all. And down in the deep underground military bases, you have some of your experts down there, the cosmic top secret boys. Down deep, they know. Down deep, they know in their private closets, and they just wonder. They're not supposed to say the name of Jesus in those underground bases. I wonder why. Because that name Jesus, not Yeshua, Jesus, has the power. And that's through the Holy Spirit. And this is physics. This ain't religion. This is physics. It's biology. It is spiritual. It is supernatural. It is real. It's hard for us to see that today. Because, you know, you see the movies and it fictionalizes everything that we see. And, you know, and these things we talk about. And that's the purpose of the movies and TV and sitcoms and all these things. My Favorite Martian, remember that? All that's predictive programming. You know how far back it goes? I'll tell you exactly how far back it goes. 1897. Was 1897, 1898? H.G. Wells wrote the novel War of the Worlds. That was the first attempt at predictive programming, getting you all ready for the extraterrestrial lie that's to follow almost a century plus later. Family, they planned generations ahead. They planned to move to Europe all the way back in the pharaohs. You understand this? All the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. There's a bloodline of the royal bloodlines today in Europe. Pharaohs in Egypt. Bloodline in Europe today are the same bloodline. The DNA is manipulated. Y'all get this? They migrated into Europe. The Caesars took over to eliminate the Jews and Christians. Well, they set up the Roman Empire in Europe. Family, I'm talking about a big picture here. I ain't talking about the small time stuff. I'm talking about the serious stuff here. That's reality. John Dewey, 10 years after, 10 years? No, oh Lord, no. About 17 to 20 years, well, yeah, it would be 20 years, 20 years after H.G. Wells wrote War of the Worlds novel for predictive programming for what's coming today. John Dewey, a humanist, father of American education. That's like having a wolf guard your pigs. You see. Yeah, and putting a fox in the hen house to make sure all the hens are safe. You understand? So John Dewey, evil as he was, a Satanist and humanist, as was Horace Mann, share kind of a title of American Father of American Education. That's a fox in the hen house. I've never heard one. He's a humanist. Well, he was part of the planning process of this extraterrestrial hoax. All the way back to the early 1900s. John Dewey had a quote, and brought, you can find it in the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, publication number 15, at the Imperial Japanese Mission, 1917, a record of the reception throughout the United States of the special mission headed by Viscount Ishii in New York. And John Dewey, professor of philosophy, a worthless course, totally worthless, taught in Columbia University back in 1917. And then, by the way, when I list, you regular listeners, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? I'm not going to say it all. Y'all have it memorized by now, right? Do you know, well, there it is, the Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States. Now, the Illuminati in the United States, the Council of Foreign Relations, which is Richard Cheney was a member, he was a director at one time, goes all the way back to 1921. Our presidents have been members, been directors, all through our history. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Harry S. Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon B. Johnson, all the way up to Gore, Clinton, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George Bush. I just go on. I'm not going to name them all. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sandra Day O'Connor, all these, through legislative, Democrats, Republicans, evil as they are, work together. Both of them do. Neither one of them's worth 2 cents. They're working against Americans at your highest legislative branch. State Department, 20 top-ranking officials, 14 ambassadors were in Illuminati, 1990s. U.S. military, you had 7 top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff, 11 top-ranking officials, Defense Department. So when they talk about supporting our troops, they're talking about both sides of their mouth because they work for the Illuminati. They lie. And the other colonels and majors don't have the brave courage to speak out against. Yeah, sure, it's going to be a short career pattern. But they're putting their own families in jeopardy, working with these Joint Chief of Staff that work with the CFR. Total evil. They set the policy for the U.S. Congress. They set the policy for our White House, the Chancellor of Foreign Relations does. That's confirmed. Well, education members, oh, they got media, they got, oh, computers, transportation, communications, media, newspapers, all that, TV, oil companies, automobile manufacturers, Chase Manhattan bankers, is all of it. Well, education, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, oh, look at there. Over 100 universities, major ones, are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Or Illuminati, the enemy, control your colleges. And this is an absolute fact. Like it or lump it. Either way, it won't change the fact. Now, John Dewey was a professor of philosophy at Columbia University. And he was a speaker. And he said, and I quote, in 1917, someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. We have the next thing to that at the present time. Before a common menace, North and South America, the Occident and Orient, have done an unheard of thing, a wonderful thing, a thing which it may well be future history, will point to as the most significant thing in these days of wonderful happenings. They have joined forces amply and intimately in a common cause with one another and with the European nations which were mostly directly threatened. And what a few dreamers hoped might happen in the course of some slow coming century has become an accomplished fact in a few swift years. In spite of geographical distances, unlike speech, diverse religion, and hitherto independent aims, nations from every continent have formed what for the time being is nothing less than a world state, an immense cooperative action in behalf of the civilization. League of Nations comes to mind. Woodrow Wilson. Dupe of Colonel Mandel House controlled Woodrow Wilson. Mandel House was a Satanist. Mandel House helped form the Council of Foreign Relations, along with the Rockefellers. Y'all getting the ties in here? That's how far back they were planning this extraterrestrial hoax. That's going to set up these fallen angels to come in and start their killing. That's why I pray against them ever as often as possible. In May 27th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson proposed that the League of Nations, in a speech before League to Enforce Peace, a world needed to prevent the recurrence of a similar war was a world government. See, already then, they were saying, well, we need to form a world government to stop any wars. Of course, it didn't work because they had to go to World War II. But in 1917, U.S. Congressman Oscar Calloway, he said the following, and I quote, "An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought to be paid for by the month. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers," unquote. And the purchasers was J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller. You see, that's how it really works. And nothing's changed, even as of today. So as TV came about, they controlled the TV, put it in the CFR. As your radios came about, they took care of that. They controlled computers, everything, right up till the 19th of May, 2014, hadn't stopped yet. Your Glenn Becks, your Hannity's, Limbaugh's, these guys, O'Reilly's, they're all totally controlled. Each one of them has a script they follow. They can cry on cue if they're the crying type. O'Reilly's not. Limbaugh's whatever. Hannity, yeah, really. Beck is the crying media guy, a Mormon. Family's all about religion. It's all about politics. It's all about Council of Foreign Relations, New World Order. And they fit their part. They play a role. Literally. After all, it's TV. Every news, every single cotton-picking one of them, they're frauds. Well, since I've said that, might as well tell you the rest. Media, CFR members from 1990s till today, ABC, CNN, CBS, NBC, RCA, Associated Press, Dow Jones or Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Newsweek, Washington Post, Reader's Digest, Time Magazine, syndicated columnist at that time was Georgia Ann Geyer, Ben Rottenberg at that time in 1990s. Nothing's changed until today. They just gather in as people pop up, as news pop up, they bring them into CFR or control them or put an editor there to control it. That is the reality. That's exactly how it works. It's one big schoolroom, and we are the ones being brainwashed every single day. TV, radio, video games, every single bit of it is under control. Through Tavistock, T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, Behavioral Think Tank in England under the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is the Illuminati in England. Council of Foreign Relations is the sister to it. Rothschild formed RIA, Rockefellers and Colonel Mandel House formed the CFR in 1921. You getting this? This is how it really works. We're like in a fishbowl. So when they say prison planet, it's actually true. A facade of being free, including this thing called the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and all that stuff, has been rendered null and void a long time ago. How come people can't figure that out? Declaration of Independence was a setup modeled after the Magna Carta by the Illuminati. I got this documented. Using liberty as a trigger, using liberty as a key word to galvanize people. Y'all notice something strange lately? What was it back in the Civil War? It was states' rights, it was fight for slavery, all these other excuses. It's to set up a war. So we had to have another debt for another 70 years, from 1789 to 1859. At the end of close of 1859, they needed a war to put us under financial bondage. It wasn't about states' rights. It wasn't about sugar cane. It wasn't about slavery. They needed the excuses to put us on that bank cycle. That was the purpose of the Civil War. And they made sure we didn't get strong, made sure we didn't declare independence and we were actually a colony, by putting the French on the side of the South and the German troops on the side of the North to make sure we did not get too strong to break away from the Illuminati. You look it up. That's why the French helped the South. Jefferson Davis. That's why the Germans helped the North. Lincoln. At the Congress of Vienna, they were planning a new world order and planning financial controls. And the Tsar of Russia torpedoed those plans at the Congress of Vienna. Boy, that ticked them off. And then the Tsar wasn't part of this of Russia. So the Tsar sent warships, Russian warships, to New York, Savannah, Georgia, and San Francisco. And they helped Lincoln protected Lincoln because Lincoln was pulling away from the Illuminati. He was Illuminati. Oh, yeah. And boy, that really tested strike number two. That really ticked off the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, who were Bauer, German, not Jews, German, changed their name to Rothschild. Yeah, buddy, they sure did. That really ticked them off to go against them, so they said, we're going to kill you. They swore blood vengeance against the Tsar. Family, it was carried out in 1917. Now you know. Lincoln was assassinated by the Jesuits. A bunch of liars and murderers since the day Loyola formed them. The Alumbrados before that. They're nothing but lie, cheat, steal, murder. That's all they're for. No other reason for them. Is there to make sure through generations upon generations that the new world order is put together piece by piece. Now, as a matter of fact, you don't believe me, let's take a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said, once he pulled out of the matrix, you might say, Abraham Lincoln said, and I quote, this war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not have relied on the promise of the Jesuits. That under the mask of democracy, the money and arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us. Unquote. You'll find that in Charles Chickney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885, on page 338. Now, back in then, in the days of Lincoln, notice he said, under the mask of democracy. Abraham Lincoln said this. I'm not making it up. Now, you want a summary of, let's fast forward to 1939 to show you the continuity of the Illuminati's lie. And their bloodline that puts them present as appointed, never elected. Even FDR said their presidents are never appointed. They're elected, they're appointed. Well, FDR said, listen very carefully to these words. I'm going to say them slow. But is a quote from FDR, behind closed doors, never meant to be released, in front of three congressional committees. It was copied down as is being given by Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, who was a member of one of these congressional committees, has three of them in there. And behind closed doors, you'll find the quote in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. You'll find the quote also on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, under the timeline that I put there. It's about 200 pages long. And very simply, you search for March 4th, 1939, and you'll find the same. You can go there right now and follow me if you want to. I'm going to read it word for word, what FDR said behind closed doors the real FDR, and it's a summary of what every single president we've had also believes and also has as their agenda, except for McKinley, JFK, and Lincoln, and Andrew Jackson. And all four have something in common. Andrew Jackson had three attempts on his life. Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK were assassinated. Garfield was just a bad actor and ticked off the Illuminati, and they just killed him anyway. It wasn't for patriotic reasons or for reasons of him coming out of the Matrix. He was just a bad actor, causing trouble, and they killed him. But the other four I mentioned, and I must include, during the time of JFK, not to leave out Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, who were killed by the same, and for the same reason. The cowardly secret societies and Jesuits, because they went against the Illuminati and the Freemasons. So I must include them, even though they were not presidents, but they had the same enemy that killed them also. It's only fair to mention them as well. Here's what FDR, and that includes his Theodore Roosevelt, that includes Truman, Eisenhower, all of them have the same agenda as they're controlled by the Vatican. Here's what FDR said relative to what Lincoln said under the mask of democracy back in 1860s. Here's what FDR said. I quote, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that is the Illuminati and the family bloodline, ahead of all instruments." That's every American citizen is an instrument. "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only." And remember, this is 1939. Continuing, "To hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program." Unquote. Now, I may have new listeners, and this is probably a whole lot for you to take in one afternoon, to say the least. But I offer you evidence. Now, would testimony of the actual ones involved, would that be good enough for you? Actual testimony concerning the military takeover of the U.S. government in 1939, 1936, to prove everything I've said so far. You won't find this in just one position, one location. This is putting together dots, research, congressional records, all of it, and putting it in a timeline, collecting it all together, you see. You say, "We're talking where you get your information." I collect it. I don't just find it one place. I never, ever take one source. Never. Always look for disconnected, unconnected sources that confirms something, so the two are not connected as far as reference to each other. You see what I mean? And then I got something, you see. So, what I'm going to give you here, wasn't planning this. Is confirmation about the takeover of the U.S. government in 1939. Actual testimony. from General Butler.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate
exploitation. Butler didn't know about the FDR's involvement.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
See, they didn't know about FDR's involvement.
Not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans.
That's General Butler.
Used as a bluff or as a club, at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A congressional committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Corporations have gone global. And by going global, the governments have lost some control over corporations, regardless of whether the corporation can be trusted or cannot be trusted. Governments today do not have over the corporations the power that they had and the leverage that they had 50 or 60 years ago. And that's a major change. So governments have become powerless compared to where they were before.
Capitalism today commands the towering heights and has displaced politics and politicians as the new high priests and reigning oligarchs of our system. So capitalism and its principal protagonists and players, corporate CEOs, have been accorded unusual power and access. This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
The idea is for the corporate Illuminati over here to pull away from the Illuminati in the Europe and be the number one dog on the in the heap. There's no good guys over here. There's no good guys over there. It's all just a fight between Godzilla and Dingbat flying bat some another. It's all there are. They're all evil. The whole doggone lot of them. There's no good guys in this at all. Not a one of them. They pretend they are. This is for the extenuation of mankind and this is for man's own purposes and so forth and so on, and to continue our civilization. It's just a bunch of baloney. Now, that's 1932-33. Well, unconnected, disconnected from that, not in the same reference group, I found in Red Fog Over America, there was an investigation by Canada into their Canadian Customs and Excise Service by Mr. H.H. Stevens, Member of Parliament for Vancouver. And he appointed the Royal Commission to investigate Canadian Customs and Excise Service for corruption. Well, subsequent to the investigation of corruption in Canada, hey, they discovered plans to destroy the United States and Canada's nations. And evidence was given before the Royal Commission as early as 1920s during an investigation in the customs of Canada. And the evidence went before the Canadian Commission proved that those that directed conspiracy achieved the objectives, were going to achieve the objectives. And you know, this is why 98% of Americans are fooled, because they're not told about these things. Canadians too. About the North American Union, NAFTA, the use of felons and 185,000 plus to be used as national police coming up. The foreign troops throughout the United States. The foreign trade zones of the United States of sovereign Chinese territory in every state. They're not telling people about this. As a matter of fact, I give you some of their objectives. Listen carefully to their objectives that was discovered in this actual congressional investigation. Number one, they affected the national economics by robbing national treasury departments of hundreds of millions of dollars. It all goes to Switzerland. They corrupted government officials at the highest level and obtained control of two main parties on both sides of the fence. So when Martin Luther King said, in a quote, Martin Luther King said, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote. You see, he knew what he's talking about. And he was right, too. 1,000% right, he was. Now, they corrupted government officials by using the Black Book, they call it, where they collect information about every government official, CEO, of their failings, their support, their girlfriends, their other things in their life, a complete portfolio. So they use it to manipulate the voting, their activities and everything. That's how they do it. It's called the Black Book. Of course, it's computerized now, but they keep track. They established a new society where the wealthiest members made their money by illegal methods and thus were beholden to those who made the successful operations possible. So they pull them into a good deal, make them a head of some corporation or something, and then they started working illegal deals on the side, and guess who's responsible? And then they make them take a blood oath, becoming a Freemason or Knights of Columbus or something. So they swear to God to tell a lie. They got them, hook, line, and sneaker. So the majority of the newly rich can't help but carry out the request of those who made them rich, because those who made them millionaires almost overnight can reduce them to poverty just as quickly if those so much as even hesitate to do their bidding, unquote. The findings. Don't go into that point where they made their money because they're hard workers and ingenuity. That's a bunch of baloney. They did it because of being set up and being given rewards, benefits, privileges, awards. But don't fall, or we're going to kill you, or we're going to kill a family member, or we're going to make you destitute. And by the way, you're under a blood oath for us, and that's how it really works in real life. Not by hard work whatsoever. Number four, they obtained a control of high-level government officials, that they had to adopt a policy regarding international security, which permitted the Communist Party, as it still does today, by the way, in both Canada and the United States, to perfect the revolutionary plans and await the day It is one day, by the way, when the international conspirators give the order to revolt. It will be in one day, worldwide. So they got a lot of coordinating to do, and they've been doing it for centuries now. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said, and I quote, No one is more of a slave than he who thinks himself free without being so. Dresden James said, and I quote, the ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully and unawarely enslave themselves, unquote. But see, now today, they want you to know that you're in a tyrannical government. They want you to know it. That's what they use the Joneses for and all these. To let you know it's a tyrannical government. Only take you only so far, though. They want you to revolt. They want to see who's going to revolt and who's not. You know why? I can tell you that strategy, too. Strategy goes like this. One second here, I'll tell you right in the jiffy. What they do, they've trained all their leaders and their engineers. And it's been working over generations. One dies, one comes up. And one of the techniques that they have used is quoted by a student by the name of Vladimir Lenin. You ever heard of him, I'm sure, right? Yeah. Well, here's what they do. Quote Lenin, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and you have rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. That's why the Vatican, one of the reasons why the Vatican used a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther in the 16th century to form Protestantism. To have rebellion and dissension to justify the Reformation. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. That was the purpose of the Reformation. That was the purpose of Protestantism. And the secondary purpose, almost really linked up to the other, is that they'll get the Europeans to move out of Europe into the North American continent. It worked perfectly. The Vatican murders tens of thousands of people. That would cause you to want to move, wouldn't it? Vatican murdered between 50 and 68 million people between 1200 A.D., in 1800 A.D., they were still murdering people. 50 to 68 million. How come nobody ever talks about that except Alberto Rivera and several others? Oh, that's right. Alberto Rivera is dead. He was murdered by the Jesuits. He is a Jesuit himself. Now, listen to this carefully. After that day, they revolted. Finally, the Illuminati had discovered this investigation through interviews and so forth. They saw to it that just enough evidence appeared in the public free press to absolutely disgust the public. It gave the public the feeling that your governments have been proven so rotten that any change must be for the best. But the news reports did not disclose any connection between the international capitalist who organized a gigantic conspiracy and the subversives, that would be the underworld, the mafia, drug deals and all this, assassins, nihilists, and subversives in the underworld who put their plans into effect, unquote. That was that was just some of the evidence they found in this investigation. Now, about the democracy thing, I found the Communist Rules for Revolution in 1919. because the Allied forces obtained a copy of what they found to be the Communist Rules of Revolution in 1919. So now account for that 84 plus years later, actually almost 100 years later. Here's their plan. Now see if they've actually accomplished these with what you know today. These are put into effect in 1919. That would mean it would put into effect through Tavistock, 1921. CFR and the World Institute of National Affairs. All that's Illuminati after 1921. And they never stopped their operations. They hid everything under the carpet until they put it to effect with using certain behavioral think tanks, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission later on, of course, Council of Foreign Relations, all these. Here's what they decide to do. Corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. Make them superficial and destroy their ruggedness. Destroy their ruggedness. You know, they have put GMO products in your chicken. You know that young men are reaching puberty much later. Families in the foods, the DNA is changing. It's been planned that way for decades and decades. Number two, get control of all means of publicity. Get people's minds off the government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. Now, I said, boy, this is some wild stuff, so I need some cooperation. Well, I found some. George Orwell, 1984. He said, and I quote, "Football, beer, and above all gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult," unquote. You can't get no more real than that. That's how I do my research. Number three. Oh, you're going to love this one. Divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance, unquote. Do you not see the headlines today? White cops beat up black guy. White cops, black cops beat up veteran. Are there more of us today than there are the Illuminati? We'll whip their butt. We got millions of us with guns. Really? You ever been to any of these Tea Party meetings and rah, 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 three-cornered hat, patriotic discussions in these places? What you got there? You got old white folk. That's what you got there. Where's the black folk at? Where's the Hispanics in there? They ain't there, are they? No, it's all white folk. They just realize they're in tyrannical government. Well, duh, you see. And then you got the white folk divided up into homosexuals and non-homosexuals. You got the white folk divided up into veterans, non-veterans. You got the white folk divided up in BLM and Bundys, who are Illuminati anyway, and patriots, who are, you know, some of them are patriots, some of them really not. They get you so divided up, and still people still yell, "There's more of us than them." Well, blah blah blah. No, you're not. They got you all divided up. Men divided from women, women from men. Your cultural groups, your religious groups, they guys are so divided, it's not even funny. Y'all better wake up out there. And you generals, man, you got the worst G2s I ever seen in my life. I never heard of such ridiculous intelligence estimates that y'all put out. I don't have to hear them to see it's not working. Whatever they put you out as Council of Foreign Relations and your Joint Chief of Staff briefings are worthless. Your study groups, not worth 2 cents. And you Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you know what I'm talking about. Because you're messing over your own people beside you. You're lying to you're lying to your own fellow generals and colonels, people you used to know. You're liars. Because you're lying to them because you took a blood oath on the secret societies to do them in. Doggone it. You know, divide people into hostile groups. Well, the Mexicans, well, they got Etlan. They want the land back. We invaded. When? When y'all were leaving, when the Europeans were leaving Europe to get out of being murdered by the Vatican, as is planned, they took over land. Indigenous was Mexicans and Indians were here first. Offspring of Shem, Middle Easterner. Same bloodlines there, fellas and girls and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. And the Fabian Society followed up. You know, even George Washington didn't trust the Fabian Society. He pulled out of the Freemasons. He pulled out of there. He didn't want to attend them anymore after 1890s. He didn't trust the Fabian at all. The Freemasons won't tell you that. You see. Divide people into hostile groups. Well, for the Mexicans now, to date, is getting the Mayan heritage back. For the Albanians in Albania and Kosovo, it was Bali Komtar to give them a homeland. That was the carrot that the Clinton administration laid before them. As a matter of fact, it goes back to Hitler. It sure does. We just followed up with it because remember we brought the Nazis over? Yeah, they just followed up with it with a failed operation in Albania called Operation Fiend. 1940s, led by Frank Wisner Sr., CIA. His little bitty son, Frank Wisner Jr. Frank Wisner Jr., you get it? He was part of Enron conspiracy. And he also led the delegation to make Kosovo an independent state. It's like taking Texas and giving it to Mexico. Because Kosovo was primarily Serbian. We just carried on what Hitler planned. Oh, by the way, Operation Fiend, the equivalent to Bay of Pigs, but 1940s, Operation Fiend. 200 CIA operatives were killed. Frank Wisner killed himself in 1960 with shotgun blasts. Yeah, buddy. That's why they brought in the son of Churchill named Tito, a Freemason, to then form Yugoslavia after that failed operation. Y'all are getting the picture here. And then they balkanized it. They took it all apart then. And their target was the same target that Adolf Hitler went after. The Serb Orthodox Christians. The Serb Orthodox Christians. 1941 to 1943. Roman Catholic troops called Ustasha. U-S-T-A-S-H-A. Roman Catholic troops, not the SS, Ustasha, were so barbaric, it's documented that they horrified the SS. The Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops, 1941 to 43, at the concentration camp called Jasenovac, J-A-S-E-N-O-V-A-C, murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians. 60,000 Jews. 26,000 gypsies in only one camp. One. In about a 3 or 4 year period. And guess who's one of the administrators? Bishop, Roman Catholic, Bishop Stefanich. And some years ago, the Roman Catholic Church wanted to canonize this boy. Make him a saint. You see, they can't do that. They have no authority. The Roman Catholic Church has no authority whatsoever. They steal the authority from God, but they don't have the authority whatsoever. Now you get the reality of what's going on. I'm not pulling any punches. Because George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And the reason I tell this, I know the bad guys listen. To tell the truth, maybe somehow one or two or three might become convicted. And since they have families, that they lied to? They have to. Because they're silly classification, secret, top secret nonsense is a license to lie. The top secret clearances. I had a secret clearance when I was a captain in the Marine Corps. I learned what the truth was after. But the classification process is not to hide it from other countries. Because I found out the other country intelligence agencies work together. They trade off information as a matter of policy. No, the top secret, all that clearances, that's to hide it from the public and from each other. That's what it's for. That's right, lieutenants, captains, majors. You're being lied to by those Knights of Columbus and Knights of Malta. You go to a golf course with one of them, you're playing with the devil. Fact, look it up on your own. Look up the blood oath of the Knights of Malta. Look up the blood oath of the Knights of Columbus. They've taken a blood oath against you. Pray for them, witness to them. And what I'm saying certainly would be division as well, but it's truth. Well, I'm not done yet. Divide people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Where's the black folk in these Tea Party meetings? Well, aren't they part of the country too? Shouldn't they be patriots there with black folks, with the Tea Party white folk? Shouldn't they be in the same place? Shouldn't the Mexicans are part of the country too? How come they're not there? Because the blacks have been, the blacks have been slaves in this country since 1711 until 1960. They've been slaves. Why would they want to support how can they be that patriotic? Now, the veterans they are because of the military and all that. But their history goes back to 1711. They were made slaves in a country that we call free? You got to be kidding me. Beaten, raped, murdered, 1711 to 1720s, 30s, to set up a culture. Genetic modification. Willie Lynch set it all up in the South. In this Bible Belt of sort. We got to come to grips. We have a lot to repent for, white folk. You got a lot to repent for. If you have any of your family members down there in Alabama and Georgia that you know of, your two or three generations back were slave owners, man, you got to repent for your bloodline. And the blacks have a lot of forgiving to do. Only then can people come together. Martin Luther King tried to get people together. That's why the Jesuits murdered him. I'm not being gentle today. I don't feel like it. Doggone it. Divide people into hostile groups. What's happened to the military? Divide people into hostile groups. What happened in the military? I repeated that twice for a reason. I want you to get it. I was a recruiting officer in Buffalo, New York, 1978. I was an officer, a lieutenant. I was an operations officer in a recruiting station. I asked the recruits, well, soon to be recruits, questions as they brought in from the field to qualify them as they went in for their exams and all that. You homosexual? No. Had to ask him. If he said, well, yes, I am. You're not qualified. So to make it work out, to divide the military, came about 1990s. It was time. And Billy Bob Clinton. You know Billy Bob Clinton, right? Lewinsky. Cigar girl? Yeah. Well, Billy Bob Clinton then said, don't ask, don't tell. That was by design. He just didn't all of a sudden to say, oh, I think that we'll let homosexuals in. Does that sound good, Chief of Staff? Yeah, okay. All right. No, it's part of the plan to destroy the U.S. military. Oh, this all began in 1945. But Clinton's role was then to let homosexuals in the military. Don't ask, don't tell. What kind of mess is that? Don't ask, don't tell. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. So what did that do? That pulled homosexuals in. I don't ask them. They don't tell me. Oh, okay. Then the plan was give it about 10, 20 years to make it normal, get it infiltrated because of the benefits and all that stuff going on. And it was either Bush or it was Obama. And in this case, it ended up being Obama to say, now you can come out of the closet. And what did that do? That did exactly what they planned to happen. Military veterans said, man, I ain't standing here. You had 15,000 sexual assaults, doggone it. You, Joint Chief of Staff, you is a pitiful group of people up there. Man, I'm telling you what. 15,000 sexual assaults of men to men in 2011. Or 12, anyway. 12,000 women. How do you generals and colonels live with yourselves? I don't understand this. I mean, you always like being cowardly like that. You know, that you don't speak up. You don't say, wait a minute. And then Panetta, as planned in 1978 by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, lifted the ban for women to frontline units in combat. That was planned in 1978. Georgia Ann Geyer sent a report to the Civil Rights Commission. Bring women in. Assign affirmative action to equalize the number. And then send them to frontline units. In June of last year, that's exactly what they did. They had to wait till it happened a while. They had to ban on women to frontline units. Bring them on in. Come on in. The water's fine. 11 to 12,000 sexual assaults later in 1 year. And then he lifts the ban to women to go to frontline units to fight combat. They're going to start off with artillery. What happens when they're hit in the rear end? See, they know exactly what they're doing. And it worked. People getting out of the military. It's dividing everybody up. That was the sole purpose of it. How come the Joint Chief of Staff or so-called generals didn't band together and tell Panetta to stick up his wazoo? Because they're part of it, that's why. Because it took a blood oath to be quiet. Called the Knights of Columbus and the Knights of Malta. The New Atlantis, the New World Order is what they're part of. They lost their patriotism long ago. They sold their soul to the devil. They pretend to be patriots and they're not. Divide people into hostile groups. Now you see how it works? Destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up, L-A-T-T-E-R, to contempt, ridicule, and speak against condemnatory utterances. That's what they do now with Obama. And he's part of it, too. He plays the role. Bush did, too, his second term. They play their role. We're going to speak out against you now. Okay, no problem. Now you play your part. Okay, I will. He does what he's told, all the presidents do, of what the Jesuits tell them to do. They'll do it or they'll die. Of course, they'll do it anyway, gladly, because they're part of the Merovingian. We won't go over the cloning issues of Obama. We'll leave that alone for now. But nevertheless, you destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt. This is by design. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and ruthless as possible. What FDR say? What did I say a little while ago about the democracy being a fraud? We got to fight for democracy. And that was the call Edward Bernays used to keep us blinded. I'm not going to start thinking about Arlington. When I do, I get really ticked off what they've done. The secret society is the enemy. By encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation, rising prices, and general discontent. They encourage the government employees, the president, the members of Congress to take trips. Then they make sure they report on it. This is a design. This is a creation. It's not just accidental or not just paparazzi. This is by design. When they want to target that president for all these other reasons I've mentioned, they say, did you know that Mr. and Mrs. Jones, the President Jones, First Lady, she went to Europe and they spent so much. Oh, that's by design. They do this and people buy off on hook, line, and sinker. Falls right into play. Next, to foment strikes in vital industries. Encourage civil disorders. I'm going to say that again. Encourage civil disorders. Occupy Wall Street. America Spring. Occupy this. Occupy that. March here. March there. Foster a lenient and soft attitude on the part of government toward the disorders. They're there to test, see who's going to show, who's not. How complacent we are, or not. The rally guy leading this march in D.C., he's former NSA. Paul Rykoff, leading the alleged groups to help veterans and suicides to stop them and all that, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. It's like Charlton Heston, NSA, NRA, to slow you down. He's a Freemason. To slow you down, to join these organizations, to form these organizations, to slow you up, to take control of them. Make it look like they're on your side, and they're not at all. As soon as you get somewhere, you're going somewhere, they always throw a wrench in it, don't they? Every single time. By special argument, cause a breakdown of the old moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, continence, faith in the pledged word, and ruggedness. That's where your transgender display is coming out nowadays. You see it all in high schools, colleges. YMCA, don't you want to know YMCA? Men at Work? You see how it works. Number 9, cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view of confiscation of them and leaving the population helpless. See, America's destruction is a long-term agenda. Always has been. It started specifically in 1945, because they didn't need us for war anymore. Korean War, Vietnam War, as I've proven many times, were created to lose by design. We just didn't know it then. Newswatch Magazine, June 17, 2004. Every one of the rules is nearly complete in the U.S. today. Now, how close are we to the confiscation of all guns in America? We don't know, but look at the following, what I'm going to tell you. In a Bristol Herald Courier, Friday, June 4th, 2004, page A5, was a headline, Mexico seeks closer ties with Russian military. The Associated Press, President Vicente Fox of Mexico, he is a socialist and already has ties with Cuba, China, and now Russia. And there's a book out that describes a silent movement of Chinese communist troops into Mexico, close to the American border. It's titled Silent Invasion. It's been going on since the 1990s. Y'all better wake up now. Socialist agenda. Remember I told you what year it started? 1945. Norman Mattoon Thomas, 1944. He was a candidate for president of the Socialist Party. He said, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Now, to add to it, I'm telling you that the Republican Party, under the control of the Council of National Policy, formed a Tea Party to slow you down, keep track of patriots. The Republican Party, under the Council of National Policy, CFR, plans the wars to kill your young boys and girls and to vaccinate them, those corrupted vaccines that they've been putting in their bodies. Y'all, Republican Party, Democrat Party, as very astutely Martin Luther King said, work together. Now you see how it really works. And JFK, to sum it up, he said, "For we are opposed around the world Wait a minute.
Mr. Chairman.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Silence, not praise.
is a silence, not praise. Its dissent is a silence, not praise. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You see, brings us to today's news to show you how they are up to date on their plans. Amir and I have talked many times about how they attacked, they targeted Detroit to take it down by design. Dearborn and Detroit are a haven for Islamic fundamentalism. When they leave Gitmo, they just let them come on in to the porous, P-O-R-O-U-S, I think that's the way you spell it, border in Mexico to Texas, Arizona, wherever there, Brewer, Eastern Star, Perry, another liar, every doggone one of them having to open borders by design to fulfill what FDR said about bringing aliens into America, infested as many as possible by design, and make sure they come over here ticked off. This is design of a grand scale. This patriot movement that's going on today is a little bit one-sided. The patriot movement is all about white people. I'm a white boy. I'm Scotch-Irish. But I don't look at the color of the skin. I look at the heart. The intention of the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, etc., etc. So the patriot movement is a little bit one-sided here. You notice that? Something wrong in the picture. It's all about white people. Why? And you got white people fighting white people. Can't nobody see this? You got felons, well-trained, multilingual, that are law enforcement officers being snuck into your departments and your precincts. They've taken a blood oath on the Freemasonry, and they're going to take over. Some of your police chiefs, they know about this FEMA multi-jurisdictional task force being formed. That's why they got out 2006 to 2008. A massive exodus of retirees there, by the way. Hitler planned to do this in his Nazi Germany by bringing felons in as your security forces. That is being done already. Release them out of prisons. They're finding out that DNA testing today changes the world of forensics. Therefore, they're going to go back in certain records and find out, well, whoa, he was actually innocent after all. Oh, he was innocent too. Let's get rid of the federal system. Let's get rid of the prison system. And that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm not making this up. I'm not speculating. It is in the plans. This is part of the agenda. Well, back to Detroit. Detroit was targeted to be destroyed. I've been saying this for 5 years. I got an article today, and they, of course, blame Obama. It's been all the presidents. All of them are equally guilty. All of them are, including Obama, Bush, Clinton, Reagan, Carter. They're not Christian. They're Luciferian. Every mother's son of them has ever been a president, except for the ones they murdered. All of them have been evil. All of them have been traitors to this country because they belong to the secret societies, family. Now, in this particular one, on Obama's watch, quote, what's what it says? On Obama's watch, quote, Detroit is about to become a major communist Chinese city, unquote. Well, duh, we knew this already. It was targeted to be to first receive Islamic fundamentalists, where the terrorists could come into America, stay in Dearborn and Detroit, and hide out there until such time they're called to start their terrorist activities in the future. The Chinese will buy it up, if they haven't already, for collateral, as it did the foreign trade zones. It'd be a center because it's right there in the northern part on this side of the big water log. It's going to happen when the Madrid Fault goes. Other side's Denver, Colorado, Chicago. Y'all kind of getting the picture here. Now they're telling you, Detroit's about to become a major communist Chinese city. The Chinese already bought up Idaho, or taken it, Idaho. While we sleep and watch Dancing with the Stars and everything else, worry about Fukushima and all this other mess. They're buying all this up. Ron Paul knows about it all. He's part of the Rosicrucians anyway. Y'all getting my point here? Remember I talked about the military being divided? Well, quote, military transgender policy could be reviewed, unquote. What have I got to bring across to people's minds to get them to understand what I'm trying to say? What's it going to take to finally people wake up? There's a military transgender policy that's to take down the military. What was it? Bill Clinton, don't ask, don't tell. It's all part of the same agenda. The Boy Scouts infiltrated. That was in Ruth Bader Ginsburg's report to do that to the Boy Scouts. It's typically all male, right? They got transgenders going in there now. And the Boy Scouts was formed by the Freemasons anyway. Family, man, they're encamped all around us. Everything I'm telling you, look it up. It's all there. Then, of course, they're telling you here, naturally, quote, Iran hangs a woman in front of her daughters. You see, part of this is like, this is disgusting. Well, really it is. But they want you to see this. So you'll say, we need to get rid of the death penalty. We need to all come together in peace and love. And that's what they want. Because that brings in the New World Order under Luciferian agenda. That's the problem. Order out of chaos. People aren't telling you that part. Many times I've read this. I'll read it again as a summary. And then we'll go into disclosure right quick. I may end up doing talk about it tomorrow also. I want to get that in today. But I think I've made my point about this, how the world really works. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1946, around 1953, he said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's it right there, 1945, 46. Exactly the same year I told you that they were planning our destruction. Ruling expected Monday on Oregon gay marriage ban. Florida. Should a Florida court be able to force a 3-year-old boy to get circumcised? You know what that's for? As one mayor told you, every day is going to have one to put in to justify international rights of the child to be signed. That's what all this is about. It's called predictive programming. And these articles are put out throughout the United States. It's like a big teaching classroom. Schools, quote, work to help transgender students fit in. It's all happening, family. I'm not making this up. In order to bring us together, see, there are little things like Spanish Hamlet. On the name of a hamlet, it's called Kill Jews Fort. They're changing the name. They're going to take that away. So all come together, hold hands in the New World Order. See, it's all being set up. I want you to know it. You got this one individual from Arizona, GOP candidate, Arizona. He says Democrats are behind most mass shootings. Where do these people come from? I mean, they come out of the woodwork somehow, or out what? Out of the pig farm? I mean, what? Democrats are behind most mass shootings. He hadn't heard of Prozac. He hadn't heard of the microchip. He hadn't heard of the voice-to-skull technology. He hadn't heard of any of this. What, are these people that stupid or what? He's an Arizona GOP candidate. What in the world are we putting in our government? And then the U.S. Justice Department charges Chinese with hacking. Really? U.S. Justice Department charges Chinese with hacking. Could that have anything to do with Chinagate or the 257 foreign trade zones? Does that have anything to do with it? And we're charging them for hacking? And we're letting them own 257 sovereign pieces of territory in America? And this is such a hypocrisy. It is such... It's mind-blowing how stupid these people are, or how stupid they think we are. Goodness gracious alive. More evidence that the Tea Party leadership is controlled by the ruling regime. It's coming out, what I've been saying for 5 doggone years. The Tea Party was formed by the Council of National Policy. Council of National Policy is subjugated under the Council of Foreign Relations. That's your LaHaye, Oliver Norris, Pat Robinson, James Dobson, Missler, Palin, all these right-wingers or whatever, are part of the secret societies. Under the Council of National Policy, a secretive group of warmongers. Secret societies. Come on now. Here we go. Generational divide over gay marriage and pot. Willie Lynch did a good job in that 1712, didn't he? Jeremiah 17, verse 5, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord." Family, got disclosure coming up. When? I don't know when. I don't think they even know. But disclosure is actually what's Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey. And all this is tied into what we're talking about today, by the way. When you have disclosure, that's going to change life as you know it. All this other is to keep you all busy for a certain period of time. Disclosure is a public announcement that we're dealing with extraterrestrials. They'll come out of the Vatican. They'll appear in certain states, certain countries. Christians will go, ooh, ah, wow. Hypothetically speaking, this is my opinion, is they will have a fake rapture, pre-trib. That's where LaHaye comes in. And Lindsay, Hal Lindsay, this fake pre-trib, no pre-trib, but rapture. But they'll have a fake one, looks like. I have to say, looks like. Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel coming in. Alice Bailey, externalization of the hierarchy. The question is, how will the members of the hierarchy, that's the so-called aliens in disclosure, they're called the hierarchy, and their various grades appear on Earth? Will they come through the methods of ordinary birth or childhood, maturity? Yeah, they do, through chelas and avatars and so forth. This is all real. They've been doing it for centuries. These initiates, they coordinate at the Wesak Festival every May. They just had one, 9 to 11, 9 to 12, actually 9 to 14 of May. The 14th, I think, was the last day of the Wesak. Wesak is nothing more than a Bohemian Grove on steroids. Your actual fallen angels appear at this festival behind closed doors in certain initiates. They initiate their new leaders. This is serious business. A lot of children die, have died between 9 and 14 May of sacrifice, thanks to Child Protective Service, CIA, and all these other Wicca groups. I'm going to throw something at you that's true, but you're not going to like it. All these disasters, all of a sudden, Serbia, the water, Alabama, Florida, all that water, first time in dozens and dozens of years, and Serbia is the first time in 100 years. The ferry that tipped over in Korea, the forest fires in California, the tornadoes Midwest in the same time period. The avalanche that killed over 2,000 people just a couple weeks ago. All that is planned, family. It's causing death, destruction. It hides activities of HARP, and it releases life force energies and so forth that helps open up portals and allows demonic possession or actually manifestation of these fallen angels from the second heaven to the first. I'll give you something quick and fast and powerful because that's exactly what they're doing. They need that life force, that life energy, to be able to conduct their activities. You understand how this works? It's called alchemy. This is the big picture. There's going to come a time they won't have to. Some will not pass through these relatively limited phases, but will pass back and forth through the outer world and the world of the hierarchical endeavor from the second heaven to the first, and that's in the Bible. Second heaven, first heaven, third heaven. They will sometimes be present in physical bodies and sometimes not. And their method of activity will not be possible as long as the present rules of national and civilian identification of passports, of drastic airport, seaport inspections required by authorities. Because they come in as physical bodies as well. So, such people as these are called transmitting initiates. They would not be able to identify themselves. Wouldn't have any birth certificates. Huh. And this form of appearance, they postponed it for quite some time. But they started renewing it. They even have their own language. Maya Virupa. It's kind of a vehicle of expression. M-A-Y-A. V-I-R-U-P-A. A lot of alchemy goes along with this. And will all these members of the hierarchy make their appearance at the same time? No. These appearing of the initiates, these masters of wisdom, they call themselves, fallen angels or demons, what they really are, they'll begin with isolated members appearing and living among men. They'll advise governments, scientific leaders, and so forth. They're returning through portals of apparent death. And they'll leave, and they'll come back again. That's how it really works. And you know, the process has been going on for quite some time. And it began in the year 1860, by the way. And not long after that, Helena Blavatsky gave the first phase in 1870s of the New Age movement. Second phase with Alice Bailey. Third phase with General Michael Aquino. First phase was 1870, 1890. Then they killed Blavatsky. And then the second phase was Alice Bailey, 1919 to 1945. Excuse me, 1949. Then they killed Alice Bailey in 1949. When they're done with you, they kill you. So the third phase, revelatory phase, was General Michael Aquino, 1975. That was the same year. A lot of things happened that year. I Am God was the thing going around that time. All that's part of it. Two things must be realized. The senior members of the hierarchy will not at first appear. But under direction and close supervision, the approach will be made later in the earlier stages. They have it all worked out in phases. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk about these phases. I'll start off with it, of how they're actually going to integrate into this world once and for all, in steps and stages. Today I talked about the reality of how this country is being designed and created and now torn down, destroyed, starting in the United States now. And it'll be in the Bible Belt they're going to focus on, the West Coast to take it out. East Coast, Bible Belt, keep you all divided. Everybody's going to be divided. People are going to let it happen. Then you're going to see some kind of war in space, which would be a bunch of baloney. Supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors and holograms and all kinds of nonsense. That's where the Angel Wars, the guy named Quayle, whatever, came up with Angel Wars. The real war in heaven you won't see. The fake one you will see. It'd be a lie, but a big one. We've defeated the Illuminati. We ran them out of here. We won. That would be the biggest lie of all. Jesus Christ is the only one. A World War III will happen to Second Seal. That's not Armageddon. Armageddon 1, Armageddon, is between the supernatural forces and Jesus Christ. I guess technically you could call the Second World War and the Second Seal an Armageddon of sort. But it's not the real one. The real one is between Jesus Christ, the Antichrist, and his supernatural army. It's not China, Russia, or any of that. That's just the second seal. That's not Armageddon. So, family, we're at the end of the program. Tomorrow, remind me, those that know me, tomorrow we'll talk about full disclosure, but details that you haven't been told before about how they've really been doing this and how they're going to come in. And, of course, we'll discuss any other issues concerning the news that may pop up. But family, today I've been a little harsh, I guess, but I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe this is normal for me. Who knows? But I'm hoping it gets across to somebody, the ones that's involved in it, to realize that they're not going to win. The supernatural is what's going on today. That's the reality. Mankind is nothing more than slaves to the supernatural. That's why Joint Chief of Staff, you're not able to make your deadlines, because it's a supernatural war and God's in control. Satan and supernatural forces can't do anything God won't allow. As long as you've got praying people out there witnessing to others, it's not about... Family, I can't tell you, I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go out here and kill you if you come to my house. I believe in self-protection, But you don't go around broadcasting. You don't go around just waiting for it to happen. I do a segment on self-protection relative to the Bible. But I can't say I'm a killer and a born-again Christian. It don't work that way. Self-protection is one thing. But I can't be a killer and be a born-again Christian. It's not possible. It's talking out both sides of your mouth. You know, my instincts are to fight because I'm a former U.S. Marine and I believe in home protection and I believe in war. But I can't do that anymore. If I am a born-again Christian, I can't believe in those things anymore. So I had to rethink my own priorities. You see? And I'm being honest with you. I don't believe in war anymore. Now I see what war is really used for. It's a fool's game. And us as military personnel are being used as pawns since day one of any war we've ever been in since 1776. Never fought for freedom. We fought for a loan to be established in 1789. We never won our freedom, never won it. Declaration of Independence was used to placate us. It's never meant to be actually enforced. Ever. But I tell you one thing, Jesus Christ is coming back. There'll be a whole lot of changes when that happens. But in the meantime, so we're at the end of the program, family. And remind you all, highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net plays our programs up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, owns that network, and he's up there. He has sponsors, so give him a visit. Also, KBLU Radio in Colorado, Blue Raven Network, plays our simulcast, our programs and Bible studies. Tonight, 9 to 11, Blog Talk Radio, Watchman for Jesus, sponsored by Revelation Radio Network. You can get it through Blog Talk, or you can go to my website like you are now, and I still have it on there as well. So both places. If audio is not good at Blog Talk, go to my website and have it taped as well or recorded. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And we'll see y'all tonight at 9 to 11 or see y'all tomorrow for the broadcast 4 to 6. Family, know that we've won this through Jesus Christ, but there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on between now and when Jesus gets back here, family. We haven't seen nothing yet. Hadn't seen anything at all. Right now it's practice. That's all it is. You're going to have family members going against you when you try to tell the truth. You're going to have jobs that are saying, man, I don't know if you can work here anymore. You know, people are going to walk away from you, but family, keep preaching the truth. Not going to be easy. It's going to be more difficult as you go along. And this disclosure, externalization of the hierarchy comes up. Oh, it's going to get really tough for those who are lukewarm Christians. And for anybody, actually. Anyways, y'all have a great night. And God bless. When I click off here, then it will turn back to 24-hour broadcasting till tonight, and I'll kick in again at 9 o'clock. So, y'all have a great night. God bless, and this is Watchman signing off. Good night.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.